Welcome to the second episode of Inspiring Millions with Anjana. Considering the present situation, work from home culture, kids' online classes, or other personal and professional issues, all these have taken a toll on us, both mentally, physically, and financially. However, beating all the adversities in life caused by COVID-19 and the series of lockdown, 27-year-old Indrani Dahal from Kalimpong in West Bengal ventured out to set a record. She utilized the time to make her wish come true. Let's hear this inspiring story from Indrani herself. Welcome, Indrani.
Thank you, Anjana. Thank you.
So, Indrani, you embarked on a solo journey and traveled across India on your Royal Enfield 500cc. What made you take this decision?
Okay, so I was staying home for 5 months doing literally nothing, and I was really getting super bored. And that's the time when I realized this time I'm not going to get it back again. So why not explore India, as it's going to be a perfect time for me to explore India. So that's when I realized I should really go ahead and explore my own big country.
So I'm sure it must have not only been an adventurous, but it must have also been a learning experience for you. So, you know, can you tell us about the journey and what are the things that you came across that really, really surprised you? I mean, you thought that, you know, does this exist here also? You know,
Yes. So it was a great learning experience for me. And not only did I get to explore my country, but I got to know a lot about it. Like, you know, people always say India is not safe, you should not travel alone. But then after this journey got over, I realized India is completely safe for solo women travelers. And me being a solo female traveler, people were so helpful. Like when I used to take off my helmets, or people is, oh, you're a female rider. Come on, let me help you. Do you need anything? They were like always, you know, ready to help me wherever, everywhere possible. So I realized that, you know, India is, people here in India are very welcoming, helpful, and it's completely safe to travel here in India.
Right. So that, I mean, something new that you learned, isn't it, along the way?
Yes.
You covered 28 states, six UTs, and in 10 months and 6 days, you know, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. That itself is an amazing thing.
Thank you.
Had you ever driven such a long distance before?
No, not at all. In fact, this is my first ever ride. I had never, like, never rode for such a long time. So for such a long, you know, like kilometers and all. I mean, I started learning when I was at the age of 16. But then I used to just go to a vegetable store or maybe a market, which is just within 10 kilometers. But I had never done this such a long ride ever in my life. This is like first ever ride of my life.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So how did you get that, you know, inspiration or that courage to do that? Okay, I'm going to move for a solo travel, that too on your bike. You know, how did you get that inspiration? From where? How? So too many questions here.
I don't know. I'm just being honest, but I just don't know. It just happened. I was just getting bored home doing nothing. And I had a bike, which I had bought like 3 years ago. And, you know, my brother said, actually, I was like just checking on the flight tickets and train tickets. And I was like, you know, I knew that I would explore India because I was doing nothing at home, right? And that time my brother came and said, why don't you explore on your bike? You already have a bike. And then I realized, yes, why not? I mean, if others can do, why not me, right? So that's the time I just like went, and it was like a never coming back kind of journey. So I did it.
Were there any apprehensions initially, you know? That, okay, I have, like, for instance, sometimes it happens that you take a decision and later on you say, oh, will I be able to do it? That sort of apprehension, that fear in you, you know, in any one of us, that could happen. So did that come in you?
Not really. Sorry, can you repeat the question one more time, please?
No. What I'm trying to ask you is, you know, initially, were there any kind of apprehensions? Like, okay, you have taken the decision to go solo, right?
Yes,
but towards
yes.
the end, did you feel, while you were at home, did you feel that, oh, I mean, did I make the right decision? Will I be able to make it? You know, self-doubt. Were there any of these kind of things?
I wouldn't say as a self-doubt, But then when I was riding up to Ladakh from Manali, the roads were terrible and I was suffering from altitude sickness. At that time, it was not like, you know, I was regretting my decision, but at that time I was like, if there was any airlift companies, I would pay them any amount to ship me, you know, to airlift me and put me back to my home, because I was suffering from this altitude sickness in a very, like, you know, very crazy way. So I was ready to pay how much ever they are just for them to ship me back to my home. Just to be back home. That was it.
So, but then, you know, like, this was one challenge. Well, what were the other challenges that you had to come across, you know?
Challenges. Well, I don't say that's a challenge, but then when I was riding from Jharkhand to Orissa, I was like, I always, and I always would take this Google map with me, right? But that time I didn't knew that I, you know, like, we have, as a biker, we have to follow a bike, you know, like car mode rather than a bike mode. But me, I thought, like, you know, I'll reach faster. Why not follow a bike mode? So I ended up clicking onto a bike mode, and that led me to a very remote and scary route. So that was like, oh my God, kind of challenging to get out from that place.
Did you feel scared at that time? Because everything is so new. Isn't it?
Oh yes, and the locals, they didn't knew, you know, like, they didn't knew how to speak Hindi, and forget about English. So I was kind of communicating with the hand actions. Somehow I got off from that place.
And you, like, as I said earlier, you know, you traveled during the COVID times, you know, when the country was going under a lockdown, series of lockdowns. Yes. So what precautionary measures did you take, as you know, at that time?
Hello, am I able to you? Are you, am I audible to you? Okay. So can you repeat a question one more time, please?
Yes. Yeah. What were the, what precautionary measures did you take as the country was then going under, you know, COVID induced lockdown?
Okay. So when I started this journey, that was on 24th of November last year, 2020, the country had started to open up slowly, right? At that time. India had started to open up slowly at that time. All the cities were, the pubs were opening up. You know, I was like, my ride was going on smooth at that time because everything was opening up. But after 4 months of riding, when I reached Himachal, our country all of a sudden and again announced for a second lockdown. So that was like, you know, at that time I was already in Himachal and I was like, okay, I'm not going to go back. So what I thought was, like, what I decided is, the first thing I did was I stayed at one place as long as possible. I avoided big cities, a crowded place. I was, I stayed in a very remote, like, village areas. So even if I had to move from one place to another, wearing, I wore all my safety gears, masks, I carried foods with me, food and water, so that I didn't have to stop in, like, roadside joints to eat when I'm hungry. And then when I moved from one place to another, I always took government's approval. And, you know, I only moved after government had approved my request. Yeah, that was it.
And did you?
And I got myself checked. And I got myself checked wherever possible. If I see any COVID centers, you know, giving tests, I used to go and get myself checked just to be sure, you know, just to be sure that I was not a carrier to those remote areas.
Correct. Okay.
In Himachal.
Right. So you took all the precautionary measures at the time, which of course it was good for you as well as for those who were in touch with you.
Locals, yeah, exactly.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So when you were talking about food, you know, you carried your own food. Did you used to cook yourself or get it from a takeaway? I mean, obviously at that time, everything was shut.
Oh, yeah. So at that time, as per the local guidelines, as per the lockdown guidelines, the shops were allowed to open for 2 to 3 hours a day. So I used to go out to get my groceries such as fruits, vegetables and breads. And following the COVID guidelines, I used to prepare, you know, I used to go out following the COVID guidelines, come back, prepare my own meal. I avoided eating outside in common kitchen. And as far as the stay is concerned, there were no restrictions on hotels, homestays, and hostels in Himachal. So it was fine for me.
Okay. And in other places?
Well, I don't know about other places because at that particular time, on the second wave, I was in Himachal. I stayed in Himachal for 2 months.
Oh, I see.
So Himachal was kind of fine with hotels and hostels. Mm-hmm. And shops opening for 2 to 3 hours a day.
So did you also stay with the locals?
And at that time, I did not. I just rented I stayed in a village, but I rented a small room with a kitchen. So where I used to cook my own meals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how welcoming were the villagers, you know, because you were a complete stranger to them?
Oh, they were very, 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 very welcoming. I stayed with not only Himachal, you know, when I was traveling all over India, so many people, so many villagers, random strangers, they welcomed me to their places. And I'll give an example from Dras Valley. So I stayed with one of the local family in Dras, which is 20 kilometers away from Kargil War Memorial. And it was a late afternoon. I was riding from Leh towards Srinagar. And then I realized, okay, I won't be able to, you know, ride to, till Srinagar on that particular day as I was already tired and it was already late afternoon. So I thought, why not stay here in Dras, as it was very beautiful and it had started to get chilly at that time. So I stopped in a little dhaba for lunch. And at that time, you know, there was a couple, old couple, they were like about 60 years. They were sitting on the next step, the table. So I asked them, excuse me, sir, could you please tell me if there's any like homestays or hostels nearby? And they were like, okay, are you traveling alone? I said, yes, sir. Okay, why are you traveling alone? And then, you know, with that thing, so many questions came, you know, like after answering 10 to 15 questions, they were like, okay, daughter, they just know Beti. I live like 5 minutes walk from here, so it'll be an honor to host you. Do you want to stay with us? And I was like, oh my god, thank you so much.
That was wonderful.
I would love to stay with you. And then they took me to the place. It was really nice.
This happened to me many times
in Gujarat, in Rajasthan, in Kashmir, in Ladakh, many times.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So can you share some of these, you know, some of these incidents or incidents in the sense like memorable events?
Memorable events.
Yeah, events or, you know, for instance, how the villages, like you said, in Himachal, in Dras, you know, somebody offered you... you know, to stay with them. Similarly, in other places,
So when I was riding towards this Dholavira run of Kutch, which is completely isolated place, I would say. According to me, I would say it's completely isolated. You don't get a network coverage. Only BSNL works over there, and I didn't knew that before. So I was about to reach Dholavira, and then all of a sudden, I was like 40 kilometers before Dholavira.
Okay,
and all of a sudden, my SIM card stops working. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do next? And I knew a friend from Gujarat who had, you know, been to Dholavira and the particular location 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I had his number and I asked one of the, you know, local strangers who were just walking with the cattle and all, but yeah, do you have a phone with you? And he said, yes, can I please give a call? Can you please allow me to call, you know, a person, one of my friends? And he was like, yes, please go ahead. So I dialed my friend's number and asked, hey, listen, I'm here. And I'm like, I'm completely kind of cut down from all the network thing. So do you have anybody, you know, in this particular area? And he said, wait, I have a friend who lives there, who lives exactly in Dholavira, this run of Kutch area, which is going to be like 40 kilometers from your play, from where you are right now. So do one thing, you just call him and stay at his place. I was like, okay, thank you so much. And then I said, okay, thank you. Then I rode further, 10 kilometers further. And then I saw a little market over there. So I used STD booth to give a call to the person, my friend's friend. Then I said, hey, listen, I'm traveling alone and I need your help. Can I stay at your place for like a night? And he's like, yeah, not a problem. Please come. And I said, how will I know where you stay? Because there's no map. My mapping is working. And he said, you don't have to worry. You just come. You just follow this road. You come straight. I'll be standing. Me and one of my friends will be standing. We'll have a blue bike. We'll be standing down the road. He asked me, what am I wearing and all. I gave him my details. And he said, you just process complete and you come straight. I said, okay, fine. And I was like, okay, whatever happens, let's go. Because I don't have any other options remaining over there, right? So I just trusted them and I went straight. They were waiting for me on the main road. I reached around like 5:30 in the evening and they took me to their place. And and then after that, you know, I ended up staying with them for a week. They were such a lovely people, I lived, at night we stayed, we stayed in that, what do you call that? In dhabas we have those beds thing which we put it outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we slept in that thing, those beds.
Charpai, isn't it?
Yeah, charpai. Yeah. Surrounded by a lot of cattle. So it was really nice. Yeah. It was, they were family of five, mother, dad, and three children. They were really nice, so sweet of them. They took me all around. I ended up staying with them for like 5 days. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Almost a week. Yes,
that's really nice.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So Indrani, you saw everything about India, most of the thing, if not everything, most of the thing about India. So what, you know, which maybe probably if you had not traveled, you may not have seen or witnessed all these beautiful, you know, beautiful things, and may not have experienced beautiful moments with strangers. So what, if you can describe your journey of 10 months, 6 days in one line, what would you say?
I don't know, this is kind of hard in one line, but I would just say in one word, it was a crazy experience.
Was it? Okay. But along the way, as I said earlier, you learned a lot of things also, isn't it? You saw so many different things. So for a solo traveler, you know, what is an ideal budget that one should have in his or her pocket before taking the final decision?
Okay, this really depends on he or her, you know, what kind of travel the particular person is looking forward to, whether he or her is going to like go for a luxury budget or a semi-luxury. It all depends upon the person. For me, I travel, you know, budget. Mm. I look for a cheapest place possible. I eat street food. Most of them, they can't eat street food, right? So I eat, you know, joint foods, roadside joint dabas food. I have no problem with that. And so the budget thing really depends on a particular person to person. I really can't say how much, you know, they should like keep in order to start a journey like this.
Right. But you should have all.
Yeah. And I don't even. Sorry.
No, but you should prepare everything before heading towards the journey, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, I don't even smoke and drink. I don't even smoke and drink. So that helps me to, like, you know, control my budget.
Okay. Then what's your advice to travelers who have been inspired by yourself and your achievement? You know, somebody like...
My advice would be get out of your comfort zone. And, you know, you should always go and follow your dreams. Don't just stay at home and just say like, oh my God, it's going to be very scary and all. If you keep on saying it's going to be scary, then you're never going to, you know, fulfill your dreams. And I would like to tell to the younger generations that, you know, first, it's wonderful to travel, right? It's a wonderful to travel and explore the world. But I would suggest them to get financially independent and then travel with their own hard-earned money rather than the parents' money. Because, you know, the feeling when you get when you travel with your own hard-earned money is just like a top-of-the-world kind of feeling.
Right, correct. No, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, so my advice to the younger ones is like, get yourself financially independent first and then travel, see the world. Because whatever I've done is with my own hard-earned money. Though I come from a very middle-class family, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, my dad wouldn't be able to fund me for all this traveling thing.
Exactly.
So whatever I've done so far is with my own hard-earned money.
Exactly. So, I mean, in a nutshell, you mean to say that, you know, you should work hard, earn money, go out and explore the world.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And come out of your comfort zone.
True. Exactly.
So
nobody's going to come and, you know, to pull your leg and, hey, you need to go out. Nobody's going to do that for you. You have to push yourself in order to achieve
your dream. Correct. You have to motivate yourself. Self-motivation is the best motivation.
Exactly. And you need to love yourself.
Yes.
Then the others are going to come and love you.
Okay. Yeah, Indrani, this is really, really very inspiring, journey of yours. You have traversed the length and breadth of the country and learned so many new things along the way. I'm sure, like me, our listeners too must be planning to do something different or travel solo like Indrani to know the country and the people better. This is a podcast, and thank you for listening to Inspiring Millions with Anjana. We'll be back with another inspiring and extraordinary story of a homemaker who at the age of 49 learned deep sea diving, and today through her paintings, she has been trying to draw public attention towards the devastating effects of climate change on marine life and the coastal community. Till then, stay happy and healthy. Thank you. And thank you to you, Indrani.
Thank you, Anjana, for having me.
Thank you so much.